This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Live on location in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel, which is right in the heart of downtown Manchester. With you in the studio, our sort of remote studio in the what's called the Hawthorne Room.
The Hawthorne Room.
Yes. Here we are. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us here. We still have our toll-free numbers, so if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE, you can do that, 855-450-3733. It's probably going to be easier to get in tonight than it will be on Friday and Saturday night. We'll still have open phones on those other night, on the remaining nights of the Liberty Forum, which is where we're broadcasting live from here tonight. But tonight, we haven't yet to see any of the speakers, so we haven't rounded anyone up in to sit in as a guest. And frequently from these events, we will be talking with people in our remote studio who are speechifying at the event. But tonight, we don't have that. So
yeah,
if you want to...
The first speech is at 8:30 this evening, so it really hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They put the politician on the night when the fewest people will actually be here. So
I'm glad to see Craig Benson, the former governor of New Hampshire, here speaking. He was the guy that welcomed the Free State Project to New Hampshire, and now that we've reached 20,000, I think it's appropriate that he's be able to give the keynote.
When you say you've reached 20,000,
I'm sorry, the Free State Project has reached 20,000 signers, which was its goal. Now I think it can go about its the business of its real goal, which is to get those 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire.
Yep, that's the plan. Now, of course, it's unrealistic to believe that all 20,000 who've signed over 15 years will actually end up coming here, but...
We'll take anybody else who wants to come, too.
Yes. If you have not yet signed up for the Free State Project, you still can over at freestateproject.org. And having a limited amount of experience here tonight as far as meeting new people, I've met a handful of new folks already here tonight because, again, there's a decent amount of people here for the very first night. What I have found is, the common question that you would ask someone at one of these events is, well, are you a Free Stater? Are you planning on moving to New Hampshire? And in the past, many people would say, some people would say, I'm thinking about it. So far, I haven't heard any I'm thinking about it. Everyone I've talked to so far, who I don't know, has said, yes, I'm planning to move. And so, again, minor statistical sample here. We're only talking about a handful. I'm sure there's going to be people coming up here to kind of check it out this weekend. But it would be interesting if we have, more hardcore, definitely in kind of we're signed up, going to move sort of folks here this weekend for the Liberty Forum, which is a yearly event put on by the Free State Project that has great, keynote speakers like Edward Snowden. He's going to be speaking on Saturday.
We had some folks that were just here for some other convention in the hotel swing by and was like, is Edward Snowden really speaking?
That's right. And word has gotten around. There was a young lady in here earlier who was super excited about Snowden speaking. That's why she came out, although she did say she had heard about the Free State Project previously. But I think Snowden's going to bring a lot of people out here on Saturday and throughout the weekend. It's my understanding there will be a recording of Snowden appearing here in some way. So, you will probably be able to see it later on if you can't make it out here this weekend. Ed Snowden's not the only reason to be here, though. It's making connections with the people who are here as part of the Free State Project, the people who are considering being part of the Free State Project. It's an amazing community, and you don't want to miss it. If you're anywhere near New England, if you can get to Manchester, New Hampshire, and get to the Radisson Hotel, come up for a day, come up for 2 days, however long you can spend here with us, I think you'll enjoy it. I think that and we do have, a hardcore group of people who are actually out here in our studio on Thursday night. And, it's actually a bigger audience than I think many Thursday night shows. So thank you guys for coming out here. Just by a show of hands, how many are already moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project? Almost everyone. Two people did not raise their hands. Of the two remaining, are you Free Staters? Free Stater, yes. Raise your hand if you are.
Not signed up yet.
All right. They're not yet signed up, so we got to work on them. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That allows you to get on the show and, you know, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. I know, Mark, you did say that you had something you wanted to talk about, and we can certainly do that. And, of course, throughout the weekend, we'll be telling you more about the Liberty Forum and what's going on tonight. It's a pretty slow night. Today was the State House tour day, where the big event of the day is people who've never been, presumably, to the State House in New Hampshire will go up as a group. I don't know if it's – I think they have to drive themselves there. I don't think there's like a bus or something. But they get to the State House, and then they meet with state representatives who are of a liberty-oriented mindset, which on its own is probably going to be a unique experience. So not even going through the State House and learning anything about how accessible it is, how interesting and different it is from a lot of state houses, but just meeting a libertarian or voluntarist state representative – that's got to be something special.
It is for anybody from outside of New
Hampshire.
That's what I mean.
I mean,
you can't turn around in this place without bumping into nine of them.
Right. And, I mean, you don't have liberty-oriented state reps pretty much anywhere else. I mean, there are some people who will claim, well, we got three in Texas. But then when you start looking at the three names they give you, it's like, oh, that's a conservative. Mm-hmm. That's not a libertarian. I mean, okay, maybe they're liberty-leaning on some issues, you know, like Rand Paul, for instance, but that's not a libertarian. These people... The Free Staters who are elected to the State House in New Hampshire are like real voluntarists, like as card-carrying of a voluntarist as you can get, if that existed, and it doesn't. But
I'll give them a card.
You know, they're real like principled people here, and nothing nowhere else has anything close, doesn't hold a candle to the political success that we've had, the Free Staters have had here in New Hampshire. So you get a taste of some of that on Thursday at the Liberty Forum, which is today. Where you go to the State House, you meet these Liberty reps, or at least one of them. I don't know how many lead you on the tour. I've never actually been to that tour because I spend enough time in the State House. I testify there on committees regularly. It's just one of the various different forms of activism that I do. And one of the reasons why I do that is because it's so accessible, because it's super easy to get in touch with these state representatives. And not all of them care about liberty. There's 400 of them in New Hampshire. And so many of them are less than friendly towards the ideas of
freedom. But they're still easy to get a hold of.
But you can actually talk to them. You know, you can sit down and you can have lunch with them. There's a lunch room that you can access as well as they. And, you know, if you see someone you want to sit down and talk to, you can usually sit down and talk to them. There's a guy in Keene named Tim Robertson who by no means is a libertarian. He is more probably would identify more as a communist or a socialist or something like that. But he's good on some issues. Like, this guy is awesome on the war on drugs. He sits on the Criminal Justice Committee, and whenever any kind of proposal to legalize cannabis or decriminalize it or whatever comes up, and you've got, like, cops who come up, the police chiefs, they'll testify how they don't want cannabis to be decriminalized or legalized, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy rips them apart. He digs into them. He knows everything about the war on drugs, and he's very, very well educated on it. So on a lot of issues, he and I would disagree, but on that particular issue, we are completely on the same level. I've sat down and I've had lunch with Tim Robertson, who many people would probably not talk to because they would see him as a socialist. But,
well, I think it's a good idea to keep the lines of communication open.
Absolutely. And so that's, you know, yet another example of something
he tested me out one time by saying, I think they should bring back the 90% tax bracket. And
of course he would say that.
It's a good way to find out whether or not somebody's a libertarian or a liberal if they agree with you on marijuana.
So, yeah, he's an interesting character. And the State House is full of these interesting characters, and you can actually meet them, and you can create a relationship with them and create rapport with them and get to know them. And when you do that here, then you become someone that they kind of count on for an opinion on something. Our co-host, who's going to join us later on tonight, Daryl W. Perry, he has become he describes it as adopting one of the committees. So
it's a good idea.
He's personally taken it upon himself, and he's the only activist who's done this, from what I've seen. And I think he's right that other people should emulate him. But it takes, you know, a serious level of dedication to do this. He's taken one of the 20-something, I think, committees that they have, and this one is the Elections Committee, and he goes to every hearing that he possibly can go to. So at least once a week, if not twice a week, he's sitting in the Elections Committee testifying on all the bills that they're hearing. He's also, he'll go to the subcommittee hearing. So if they take one of the bills and they put it in a subcommittee of the committee, he'll go to the subcommittee meetings where he might have a chance to talk further about it. And because they know who he is and they know he is like a living compendium of knowledge about the election system.
Yeah, our co-host Daryl W. Perry is, he's one of the top 100 people in America as far as sort of election law and understanding and third party communication.
So he's become a resource for this particular committee. Yep. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here, even though we're live on location in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. You can join us in real life if you want to sit in here on mic number three. If anyone in the studio would like to join us here in our remote studio, you're welcome to jump in here. And, of course, you're all welcome to call from anywhere in the world. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We do not have Skype tonight, so don't use that. 855-450-3733. We're a little limited. We don't have a webcam here on our location, which is, again, the Liberty Forum 2016. It's the ninth one that they've ever put on, and it's always so much fun to be here. It's so much it's neat to meet new friends, new potential neighbors, people who might be moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, others who already have moved here and I've never met before because there's 1,600 people who've made the move, another 300 or so that were members prior to New Hampshire being chosen,
another 2,500 or so that are friends of the Free State Project in state.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of liberty-minded folks, a lot of libertarians, a lot of voluntarists, a lot of small government folks here, and it's an occasion. And so if you can make it, you really ought to. And the fun is just getting started tonight. There's actually going to be something new this year, and I'm sure there's a lot of new things on the schedule. Honestly, I haven't looked beyond what's happening tonight. But, Mark, you mentioned the former governor of the state, Craig Benson, is going to be giving a keynote speech tonight. But after that, at, I guess, 9:30, so toward the end of Free Talk Live, they're going to be doing a sketch comedy and improv variety show, and that's going to go pretty late from what I understand. It's going to be a couple hours at least, so that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to dropping by there after this. There's really not too much else going on. It's Thursday. It's sort of the first, I guess it's the official first day of the event, but it's, you know, they don't open the registration booth till 4 p.m. So pretty much most of the official in-hotel kind of stuff doesn't start until the evening. And, of course, a lot of people don't get off work until Friday. So we'll start to see more and more people attending Friday. And then, of course, Saturday, likely apexing in time for the Edward Snowden keynote speech, which is actually happening at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you can't get up here till Saturday, don't worry about it. Come on up, buy the day pass, and come in and join us and meet your future neighbors. If you care about freedom, there really is no better place to be here this weekend than at the Liberty Forum. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you can learn a lot more about the event there. Again, that's nhlibertyforum.com. So, Mark, what are you excited about this weekend here?
Well, obviously, seeing Edward Snowden do his interview from Moscow, but I mean, it should be really, really very exciting. And as far as the schedule goes, I've been perusing it. There's a few things that I intend to see here.
Are you speaking on anything this year?
Yeah, I've got something. I'm on a panel on religious freedom.
Oh, neat. That sounds like fun.
And, I'm excited. There's the school choice luncheon. I think that'll be pretty interesting because they're going to be talking about what's going on in Croydon, where they're pushing the boundaries of school choice, what towns are able to pay for as far as private schools and that kind of thing. So, I find it very exciting. Once towns can pay to send kids to private schools, it's going to really change the landscape of schooling here in New Hampshire. And as far as I'm concerned, school is the soil from which the state gets its power. The weed, the big old white pine that is the state growing up and covering everything, comes out of the soil of government education.
I don't know if I like you comparing the state to weed. I mean, come on, one thing's really good and the other thing's really bad.
Not marijuana, weed. Weed is defined as an unwanted plant.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and join us in real life at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Kristen in Massachusetts. Kristen, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hey there. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that there was like a breaking news here in Massachusetts.
Oh, what's that?
And I gotta shut my computer off.
So what is the breaking news in Massachusetts?
Well, there was a shelter in place.
Shelter in place for what reason? This is where the government tells you you've got to stay in your homes. It's dangerous outside, whether it's some killers or whatever that are running about or bad weather. What was their reason?
Yes, but we really don't need to have shelter in place because we should be able to be our own people and be our own person.
I mean, I agree with you, but
anyways,
what was the reason for the shelter in place?
It was at not too far from Keene, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
It was UMass Amherst.
Okay, I'm sorry, Kristen, but I'm just not getting a clear answer from you. Like, the fact that there's a college near Keene doesn't really give me the reason why.
Oh no! I'm just saying it was broadcasted across all.
But why? What was the reason that they put the shelter in place? Was there a shooting? Was there some sort of hostage situation? I mean, what was the reason for this?
That's why I'm calling, because there was no clear-cut reason.
Oh, so you're saying they announced the shelter and they said, stay in your homes, but we're not telling you why?
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Has that ever happened before?
So,
I know you live down there in Massachusetts, and it's a little more of a police state than New Hampshire. Has that happened previously? Because the last time I remember it was when the Boston bombers were being sought after.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So it's a mystery.
Yeah.
Then. You don't know.
Well, no, because it came on the news, and I was like, oh, man. I just talked to Daryl about, you know, something at Liberty Forum.
What happens if you leave your home? Will they arrest you or just threaten you and be mean to you?
I don't know, because I'm not right there at the campus, but it was across the news. And
oh,
was
it a college campus? Somebody probably had a BB gun.
Amherst.
Yeah, it was UMass. Amherst.
Kristen, thanks for the call tonight. Hopefully we'll see you at the Liberty Forum this weekend. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was on a college campus, and there was a shooting that happened in, I guess it was a neighborhood just to the kind of across the street, so not on the college campus, but on some private property. Someone had fired a gun, I guess, up into the air, which not the most safe thing to do, from what I understand. Or maybe he didn't fire the gun. Maybe he pulled the gun. Either way, a guy with a gun. Maybe he didn't fire it. But he definitely had a gun, and he was brandishing it and pointing it upwards. And so that was, you know, word got over to the college campus. They locked the whole campus down, or at least that's what they wanted you to think. But when we were there, we happened to be eating breakfast at the campus on this particular day, and we see men in fatigues running around with automatic weapons, and so we're wondering, you know, what's going on here, and then we got the word that they weren't letting people out of the cafeteria. So, of course, we decided to put it to the test and finished up our meal and then headed out of the cafeteria. And indeed, there was a school bureaucrat there who attempted to kind of get in our way and try to stop us from
leaving. In heaven, we've seen a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And that's what this one's about, too. From WCVB, it says a shelter-in-place order was lifted at UMass Amherst Thursday. Reports of one or two hostile armed people at Pierpont Hall.
But in our case, we just walked right by the bureaucrat.
Yeah,
so she wasn't able to actually stop us from leaving the building. So we were able to actually take our risk and go out into the unknown. Which, of course, if there was a madman with a gun and he wanted to, he could just stop in front of the full glass pane windows of the student eating area.
Mow
everybody down.
Yeah.
So, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here in Manchester at the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum 2016. Thank you very much to the hardcores here. Out on the first night of the Liberty Forum, TJ the Spy walking in the room. You're welcome to sit in and join us, TJ, if you want. I know you just woke up, but you've got a caffeinated beverage with you, so welcome.
I do.
So here you are at not your first Liberty Forum, but your first Liberty Forum here in Manchester.
That is correct. I've been to one in 2014 in Manchester, or in Nashua.
And we had an interesting day today, and we'll get into that here in a moment. Already, I mean, we went out to eat and had an interesting conversation at the ice cream store. But we'll talk about that because we do have people who want to get on the line here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything, even though we are still live and in person here at Manchester, New Hampshire's Radisson Hotel. Want to let you know about a new book by David Hathaway. It's called Immigration: Individual versus National Borders, and it takes a part the supposed libertarian arguments that are against open borders. So the book takes apart the arguments against open borders, meaning the book supports open borders, but also supports the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or to invite anyone onto their property. If you want, you can order your... Thank you. Getting applause for that. Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. You can get your copy in Kindle form or print form through Amazon, and you can go to Amazon by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So check it out and get Immigration, Individual versus National Borders by David Hathaway. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk first to Libertarian Banker in I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. The other night you all were talking about student loans and specifically a story, I think it was out of Texas, that the U.S. Marshals had raided his house because of his non-payment of student loans. So I wanted to talk about that tonight. And
yes.
Specifically, this that is a government phenomenon. You know, only the government could raid somebody's house for not paying a loan. I mean, could you imagine a bank in a free market, in a truly free market, foreclosing on grandma's house or raiding grandma or a mom with two young kids for not paying a loan? I mean, the marketing costs or the damage to the reputation of the bank would be enormous. But the government doesn't have to worry about that because they can just steal money from their customers. They don't have to worry about their public perception and so on. So just wanted to bring that to the conversation.
I get the debtor's prison is a phenomenon that cannot exist without the state, but I guess, are you saying that you think in a free market that once people get to a certain age that they won't have to pay their mortgages anymore?
Well, no, I'm saying that, they won't use violence against somebody past a certain age. I mean, could you imagine, an 80-year-old woman being raided by a bank for not paying her mortgage? I mean,
I'm trying to figure out what they do with 80-year-old women now that don't pay their mortgages.
Well, I saw It's a Wonderful Life, and I'm pretty sure they were getting ready. Harry, Mr. Potter was getting ready to evict everybody who didn't pay their mortgages, regardless of their age, and that was the whole
thing. Sure, how did the perception of Mr. Potter turn out in that? I mean, what was the
George Bailey was the Jimmy
Bailey,
Stewart's
yeah,
character?
So he turns out to be the hero in that movie because Potter is seen as the villain. So.
Isn't this one of those situations where it's like if we let you get away without paying your mortgage, then everybody will want to do it? Because that sounds to me like all I have to do is hit 84 and then they won't kick me out and I can stop paying my mortgage, at which point everybody who's 84 stops paying a mortgage, and then they don't give mortgages, 30-year mortgages, to anybody older than the age of 55.
Well, hey, I honestly think that's a great idea. Why would you loan a 30-year loan to somebody over 50? But the government requires you to do it. You
That's
can't just discriminate
question,
based
yeah.
on age. But, from a financial perspective, I don't think it makes sense to loan a 30-year loan to a 60 or 70-year-old.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Libertarian Banker, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. Laura, I believe, is in Colorado. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and TJ the Spy.
Well, it's great to be on with you guys. I wanted to... I'm not trying to put in a plug for myself or anything, but I do a show on a different network, and I had a gentleman on my show yesterday that is an attorney from North Carolina. His client refused to let the police come in and search his house without a search warrant. They knocked on the door in the middle of the night.
Excellent.
And
good for him.
When the client told the client had the short of it is there were three or four guys watching football games late at night drinking beer, and the police came to this man's home and knocked on the door and asked for a person that wasn't there, and the guy said no, that person lives down the street. Gave the person's address. The police then said, well, we want to come in and search your house, and the guy said, no, you cannot come in and search my house without a warrant, and he shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
The police then kicked open the door, grabbed the man by his beard, drug him out of his recliner, seriously beat him, pepper sprayed him, tased him, and shot him 5 times in the chest out on his front deck.
We've read this story, yeah. We read it on the air more than once.
I didn't know that you had.
Oh, yeah, I don't recall it.
Listen.
When was this?
This was November the 15th.
About a year ago.
Yeah. No, this was only November the 15th. The family was a poor family from West Virginia that had to set up a GoFundMe in order to even get their son brought home and bury him. Right now there's an 8x10 wooden framed plaque on top of the grave because the family can't even afford a gravestone. And the North Carolina Bureau of Investigation has still got an open investigation. They won't give anybody any answers. The district attorney will not charge the police officers. The police officers are now on paid vacation since November the 15th. And I just wanted to bring awareness to this because the guy wasn't a man that made a lot of money. He was just a regular carpenter kind of dude taking care of his three kids, and now he's dead because he said no to the police that wanted to search his house without a warrant. And, guys, I think there needs to be a continuous drum beating and an outcry over this because this is just
it's an outrageous story.
Over the top.
What's
absolutely
the guy's name?
The dead man's name is John Livingston, and the attorney, there is a Facebook page set up called Justice for John Livingston, and the attorney that I interviewed yesterday is a man named Jesse Jones, and he is the attorney for the family, and apparently they're trying to get some constitutional type of lawsuit going with the constitutional attorney, so, but still that doesn't bring the man back, and he's got three children now that have no support.
Thanks for the call tonight, Laura. I appreciate the heads up. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to join us here, you can do that. You can call in about anything that happens to be on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon for the police to raid people's homes.
No. In fact,
innocent.
I actually practiced with my ex-husband. I would go out and go, you know, knock, 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 you know, sheriff's office, search warrant. And we would practice for that, you know, saying, well, sir, I'm not going to stop you, but I invoke my Fourth Amendment right to don't consent to search. Here's my attorney's card. I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to counsel, my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, my Sixth Amendment right to counsel. And people kind of look at me like I'm a little bizarre, like you practice for a raid. And I'm like, well, it's getting to the point now where police get the wrong house. They come to your door from a swatting incident. You know, someone calls up and pretends to be you and says, I've got a gun, and they send the SWAT team to your door. So, yeah, it's like just like you practice fire drills at home or tornado drills, you need to practice SWAT team drills.
Sad but true.
When I was detained by the Customs and Border Patrol and one of their inside the United States.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
All right. They were asking if I was a U.S. citizen. I simply asked them, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime?
Which no,
is supposed
sir, but
to be the criteria by which they may detain you. They may not detain you if they do not have reasonable, articulable suspicion. So they're like, no, but we can detain you to ask you questions. And I'm like, well, I'm not answering questions today.
Now we have
do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime?
Well, no, sir, but Section 217 of the Immigration Enforcement Act allows us to...
Right. They say, you know, ramble on about some crap that Congress has written out, and I'm not really interested in it. So I didn't answer any of their questions, and they bothered me for about 5 minutes, and then off we went.
Yep.
So if you want to join us here, you can. Let's go to David, listening in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
David, go ahead.
I'm almost on board with Donald Trump now because did you hear that he called the Pope a loser, a big fat loser?
Is there a news story for that?
If you want, stand by, David. We've got like the nightmarish phone quality tonight. Phone quality of the callers has been not so great. But we'll bring David back and he can tell us a little bit more about that. 855-450-FREE. Is that a reason to support Donald Trump?
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick,
sick? Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in real life at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We're here in the Hawthorne Room. On the mezzanine, and thank you to everybody who's come out here, to the growing audience for the first night of Free Talk Live, night one of three. Thank you guys for being here and joining us. Of course, you can call in. You can still take control of the airwaves here. It's still the same old Free Talk Live. We're just doing a live show in person. So join us at 855-450-FREE if you can't come here in real life. 855-450-3733. We've talked about everything from the amazingly accessible New Hampshire political system to guns on college campuses, outrageous police raids. And then David in New Hampshire just called, and he dropped off the line there a moment ago, but he brought up this news story about the Pope and Donald Trump. Now, apparently Donald Trump called the Pope a loser, is what we were told.
That's the allegation.
And
I don't find myself doubting it.
Well, okay. I mean, define loser, I suppose. I mean, the Pope is probably one of those.
I'm not claiming he's right.
Oh, I see.
I'm simply claiming that I am not surprised if Donald Trump calls the Pope a loser.
Okay, very good.
Like,
very good.
You know,
I
mean, I
agree with you there.
It just sounds like him.
So the Pope apparently has questioned Donald Trump's Christianity in a story from BBC.com. Pope Francis said, quote, "A person who thinks about only building walls and not of building bridges is not Christian," unquote. And good for the Pope, man, for sticking it to Donald Trump on this one. I'm really happy to hear that. By no
the
means
Pope
am I a
is
fan.
All about stealing money from people and giving it to the poor folks. I mean,
by no means am I a fan of the Pope, but
okay,
I think I'm now more of a fan of the Pope than I am of Donald Trump.
I'm not going to call the Pope a loser, but I will go ahead and call him a socialist.
Okay, that's fine. Pope Francis, let's see, the New York businessman supports deporting nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants. Calling himself a proud Christian, Mr. Trump blamed Mexico for the Pope's remarks, calling...
Oh, God.
I'm going to make the Pope take back those words, and I'm going to make Mexico make him do it.
Why do people like getting involved in this stuff? I mean, this stuff, I mean, from my, I used to be new, like, the upper uppity, but I feel so incredibly bored whenever I look at these political campaigns, because it's who said what, and like, nobody's going to say anything that has not carefully been put under a microscope and focus grouped and
tested. Trump is one who won't, which is what makes him entertaining. That's what makes him different.
Well, I kind of wonder
if he says nothing. He's all about, hey, you know, that national debt. What about that national debt? It's big. It's big. And he says nothing.
He's not afraid to say things that could offend people. I mean, that one, you got to give Trump that. Like, I've got respect for him for that, but the things that come out of his mouth are offensive and, you know, really scary. He's a totalitarian, authoritarian character, and
I have the same respect for him.
He's making the Pope look good.
As I do the flea-bitten bum on the corner that's willing to say anything to anyone.
But the flea-bitten bum won't get national media cut.
That much is true.
When he says the things that that he says. So, calling himself a proud Christian, Trump blamed Mexico, calling them disgraceful. Trump alleged that Mexico sends rapists and criminals to the United States. And Pope Francis made those comments at the end of a six-day trip to Mexico. Francis further said that this is not the gospel. Again, a person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not of building bridges is not a Christian. He declined to say whether Americans should vote for Mr. Trump, who is leading the Republican race for president.
Well, he'd get his 501c3 charitable deduction revoked if he endorsed a candidate for a presidential race. So
he continued, though, and said, quote, I say only that this man is not Christian. If he has said things like that, we must see if he said things in that way, and I will give him the benefit of the doubt, the Pope said in response to a question about whether contraception was allowed to prevent the transmission of the Zika virus. The Pope said that for some cases, the, quote, lesser of two evils can be used. He said abortion is a crime, an absolute evil, but that avoiding pregnancy is not. Now, didn't the Catholic Church change their position on contraception?
It sounds like they did here, that avoiding pregnancy is not an absolute evil. What kind of evil is it?
I don't know.
See, this is interesting. As a person of faith, you kind of have to take the notion that science is put to the side, right? Like that whole sperm and egg thing. That doesn't work exactly that way. God brings them together if he wants to. And so that's the difficulty that the Pope is attempting to span here, you know. In one case, you learn in ninth grade that, eggs and sperm come together or whenever you learn it. In the other case, the Catholic Church says God does it. So that's tough.
So Pope versus Trump, let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can also bring up anything that you want. First up, we got Glenn in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
It didn't work.
Okay, well, I don't know what's gone wrong. We haven't changed anything on our side.
Hello?
So
hello, can you hear me?
Perhaps we can hear you fine, Glenn.
I can hear you now. I wasn't hearing anything.
Someone must have flipped the switch. Thank you.
What's on your mind, Glenn?
Go ahead.
Some cut over. Okay, I did want to talk about the Pope. First, I wanted to ask, when's Big going to be on next?
When's who?
Big Johnson. Big Johnson.
Johnson is on Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live. So if you want to hear Johnson, you can download this week's Tuesday episode of the show from our website, freetalklive.com.
Archives, he's often on Thursday nights in the archives.
Way back, then he was on Thursday nights. He may be stopping in here in our studio, our remote studio here at the Liberty Forum at some point this weekend, but I cannot guarantee that.
Gotcha. Just curious. Such a glittering array of personalities, you know, you guys got.
So what did you want to talk about tonight?
The Pope. Who is the guy who lives behind walls hundreds of feet high, feet thick, who lives in opulence, to tell anybody else about the walls and bridges? And he's certainly not taking refugees into the Vatican You know, this flaming, this guy who wears a fish head hat is going to tell everybody else what they should be giving up while he continues to live with his own.
Well, nobody said the Pope wasn't without hypocrisy, right? I mean, by no means am I a fan of the Pope, but
the Catholic Church is pretty good about giving money to the poor, though. I mean, of organizations.
The Catholic Church, when it had civil authority, was one of the most tyrannical influences on Earth. It took humanity centuries to wrench.
There's also the rape allegations. And
well, I like how you can buy forgiveness. You can buy an indulgence.
Can you hear me?
So, like, if I want to, you know, cheat on my spouse.
Is that still happening?
I'm sure it is.
No, come on.
Hey,
yes,
guys.
Let's keep it in this decade, Phyllis.
I say the Catholic Church took the human race centuries to wrench tyrannical civil authority out of the hands of this corrupt entity. And it's only...
Yes, and now
only,
it's in the hands of another corrupt entity.
Right.
Yes, but okay, so we wrench it. So we wrench this.
Progress.
We wrench it from them. But meanwhile...
Charlemagne,
hey, listen,
that's a guy to look up to. I mean, come on.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate where you're coming from, and you're right about the Pope. I mean, no doubt the Pope is a hypocrite. No doubt about that. I mean, we've criticized the Pope previously on this show, but when one bad guy goes up against another bad guy, it's always an entertaining fight to watch. And so now it's Pope versus Trump, and who is the least bad between the two? I'm going to go for the Pope.
I don't care to pick between these two.
No? Okay.
I view voting as an act of violence, so I refuse to engage in it.
I just feel bad for insulting all our German listeners. It's Carl DeGrasse, if you prefer that over Charlemagne.
So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here in real life at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where we've had the pleasure of being now for most of the afternoon. We went out and got some delicious
Chinese
and Japanese food. Mark, you had some sushi. And after that, we stopped by a local ice cream store on Main Street, or
yes,
what is the equivalent of Main Street.
A little place called Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
That's right. And ended up having an interesting conversation there. Thanks to you, TJ, for sparking the conversation with the entire staff of the store.
Well, thank you for making me more conversationally.
And
normally,
so
I don't talk to people. I'm a very reclusive and shy person, but
you did it. You opened up the floodgates, so to speak, and ended up mentioning something about Robin Hooding, which is the idea of filling parking meters that are expired. It's something that some of the activists in Keene, including the two of us here, have done. You and I, TJ, as well as some others. And one of the ladies in the store says, "Oh, that's you guys?
Yes.
Oh, I read that. I read an article about that." And then that began this conversation where the store clerks and the manager, or the owner actually, was on the premises. She started talking about how much of a nightmare it is to deal with parking enforcement.
Oh, yeah, they have to move their cars every 2 hours.
2 hours.
And they said they target them. They know that they're going to be there, so they're easy pickings. So, like, the parking enforcement, they view it like chicken hawks. They're going around picking up, and they like, "Oh, chalking the tires." And so the problem is, like, they'll chalk one of the tires and assume that they've been there for more than 2 hours, and because they keep moving their car, they get chalk marks over their tires, and it's they have to remove the chalk marks in order to not be ticketed.
Which is a felony. When you remove the chalk from the car, they will say that is interfering with an investigation. Essentially, it's removing evidence or destroying evidence.
Well, it's like, I'll tell you when.
Anyway, we can continue the discussion here because it was really interesting, and it really showed that these poor downtown business owners are super frustrated with the government. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, hour number two is on the way. We're live from the Liberty Forum 2016.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.